strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 12th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
How's it going, Taryn? I'm happy to be here. You know, lots of back and forth talk this just yesterday, so I'm excited to get talking about it.
Yes, lots to talk about here. There's some campaigning. There's some planning for the future. It's a very fluid house. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving pieces. So that's what I enjoy. That's what makes me happy. So I'm pleased that there's lots to talk about today.
Yes, yeah, it's going to be a lot of back and forth, a lot of going over the votes and seeing who's siding with who. But yeah, it was fun to see where everyone lies, and who knows. Anything can change. A lot can change in the next, you know, couple days.
Yes. Rob correctly points out lots of fluids.
That is true.
Fluids in the house. All right. We're here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 54 in the house. We are past the halfway point at this point. And we started the day with Cliff and Tommy. Now, we know that Cliff, Kat and Christy are on the block. Tommy has the HOH and the veto. And the night prior, Nicole was pitching a plan for Cliff to approach Tommy with a deal to try to get Tommy to take him down, put Holly on the block, and Cliff would promise, along with everyone else, to vote Holly out. Cliff was willing to, try the pitch here. And he was planning on talking to Tommy this day on the feeds. So Tommy, he goes to Tommy, and pretty immediately, Tommy says to Cliff, "So yeah, I'm using the veto on Christy. I don't think it's fair that she's on the block. You know, this twist came in. I think it's only fair that I use the veto on Christy. We get the week that I intended." And Cliff smartly decides, okay, I'm going to drop that plan. Going to not try to convince Tommy to not use the veto on Christy. Probably not the best idea. And so he quickly moves to, you know, okay, so where's your head at, Tommy? And now we know from Tommy the day prior that what Tommy is looking for in this conversation from Cliff is a deal from Cliff, because Tommy, he could go either way, Kat or Cliff. They're both dangerous. But the one of the things that Cliff has in his favor is that Cliff is good to his word. He has a history of being good to his word. So if Cliff makes a deal with Tommy or proposes a deal with Tommy, that would help sell Tommy to want to keep Cliff. And so what Tommy says is, "I'm just letting the house decide. Just letting the house decide. I'm not one way or another." And Cliff says, "Okay, well, here's my pitch. You know, I love Kat. I do. And I don't plan on campaigning against her. But, you know, we know Kat. She's not really one to make deals. And Tommy, as you know, I am. You know, when Christy had the power and she was she made that deal with me, I could have gone back. I could have gone back on my word. I could have turned around and put you or Christy on the block. And, you know, you or Christy or Jack would have been going home. But I did not do that. You know, I'm a man of my word." And Tommy says, "Yeah, you are. And that does mean a lot." And so Cliff says, "And so, you know, I'm willing to make some guarantees, whatever guarantees you are looking for, whatever deal you want. If you know, I know that you're going to let the house decide, but I know that you also, you know, have some sway. So if you support me this week, I am willing to make some kind of deal with you." And Tommy is like, I love that. I really, really like that, Cliff. I'm really liking this.
Is there anything that Tommy doesn't love, though?
It's true. Well, that's the thing here, is that Tommy always loves everything. So how much he really likes it is how many reallys he attaches to the. I really, really, really like that, Cliff. If he says really a bunch of times, that's him saying, oh, I actually mean this.
If he doesn't say really at all, you know, it might not be going the way you think it's going.
Exactly.
But yeah, no. Dang it, I said yeah, no again. I got to stop that. I've got to get that trademarked or something. No, honestly, I love this attempt by Cliff. We judged him a few weeks ago when he didn't make the move that we all wanted to see him make. We thought, you know, this has got to maybe have bigger picture vibes written all over it. And we judged him in that moment because we were upset that we didn't get what we wanted to see. Well, you know, go a couple weeks down the line, now we're really seeing the work that Cliff has made by really backing up his word, and it's paying off in the long run. And as much as we hated it in that moment that he didn't do the move that we wanted to see happen with Jack and Jackson on the block, it was a move that really set him a couple moves ahead in this game. And I really love the fact that this is finally coming to a head where you see someone like Tommy who's in a power position that has the ability to take out whoever he wants, essentially, because he can get the numbers to go to that side. And he's willing to work with Cliff because Cliff did what he basically told them he was going to do and didn't backstab them. And now we're finally getting the receipts for that great move that Cliff made a couple of weeks ago. So as much as we harped on him a couple of weeks ago, I want to give him all the credit in the world because this really came back to help him this week. And I think it could still help him going forward. And it really is unfortunate for Kat's game because I feel like if she was going against other people in this house, it wouldn't be the situation that she might be able to save herself. But because of the fact that Cliff put in that work and was trustworthy going into this week, I really, really like that this helped his game. So it's just really cool to see that someone of, you know, Cliff's age who normally isn't in a power position in this house. And, you know, usually it's just along for the ride, trying to make it happen week to week. We really see Cliff's game coming to form. And I think going forward, the rest of the house might be able to see that. But right now they're willing to keep him around because he is trustworthy.
Yeah. And it keeps coming back to that point that, you know, that is probably the key factor that they keep mentioning in the house. Whenever they talk about Cliff versus Kat, it always comes down to, yeah, but at least we know Cliff is good to his word. At least we know that he will stick to any deal that we make with him. So that will make us feel comfortable with Cliff moving forward. It happens time and time again in the house, over and over, over the course of the day, over the course of the past few days. It is a big selling point to keep Cliff on this week. That is a very, very tight week when it comes to which one is going to stay. Tommy is really, really, really pleased with this, with what Cliff is offering. Cliff says, you know, we were at odds last week. I did feel like it was best for my game to take Jack out, but you know, things have changed and I would be excited to work with you moving forward. And Tommy says, yeah, I did hear that, you know, maybe you were coming for me. Cliff says, yes, you know, I'll admit it. I was targeting you and Christy. I would have put you both on the block if I had won. Tommy says, well, I heard it was me specifically, me over Christy. And Cliff is like, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, you know, we talked through a bunch of options, pros and cons. I was talking with everyone. And I mean everyone. We all were talking about this same thing. You know, take that for what you will. Tommy's like, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. But Cliff says, but look, you know, things have changed now. Jack is gone. And I that I have always wanted to work with you. I really respect you. I respect that you're a fan of the game. I would love to see you win this game. I would be very excited if we were able to somehow work together, get somewhere down the line, you know, get to the end together, whatever it is you want, Tommy. I am on board and I want to do it. And Tommy says, I really love that, Cliff. I really, really do.
Yeah, he's really just telling the HOH what he wants to hear, which is exactly what he needs to do. And I do believe Tommy believes him, and I think that he trusts him going forward. And Astor Cliff, you know, we all know that you can bounce checks in this house. So if he really needs to, you can. But right now, I do believe that Cliff is going to stay by that. Just whatever works for his game going forward. But for right now, he's in a great spot telling him exactly what he wants to hear.
Yes. And so these are the kinds of deals, I believe that Cliff will be, of course, willing to, go back on mm-hmm. at some point if it means, choosing Nicole over them or whatever it is. And honestly, that's at this point, I think, better for his game moving forward because, he needs people to hate him in order to get himself to the final two. So we'll see. We'll see. So they agree to work something out. Tommy says, you know, keep in touch. We're going to figure something out here. It's still very, very early to decide what the deal is going to be or anything like that. But, very, very good, work by Cliff. It was exactly what Tommy wanted to hear. And, Cliff actively played into the move he set up weeks ago that he's good to his word and it's working.
Yeah, it's exactly doing what he was trying to do and that we all, you know, didn't want to happen because we had our selfish needs. But yeah, it's going according to plan right now. And it honestly, it could only benefit going forward, too.
Yes. So Kat and Sis are going to have a bit of a conversation here. Kat is going to pitch to Sis that it's the same pitch she gave Tommy the night before. Hey, the Jack vote, it was only because you guys didn't approach me earlier. And, you know, I just wanted to support Jess and it's what Jess wanted to do. So I couldn't leave Jess hanging. And, it's I'm not after you at all, Sis, and all of this stuff. Sis isn't quite giving Kat an answer. She says, you know, I'm not going to say anything yet. I can say that I feel like, you're better for my game than Cliff. I can say that. But I want to talk to Tommy and, you know, it's the same. Kat has one pitch, which is, I'm still going after Jackson. I'm not going after you. The only reason I didn't vote Jackson out is because I wanted to support Jess. Those are the basics of Kat's campaign, and they're not super effective because nobody really believes that she's actually going after Jackson.
Yeah, they all completely believe that Jackson, Holly, and Kat are a trio, that there's no way that they're going to be separated. Some of them I still believe, you know, think there is a relationship outside the house that they don't know about. I mean, Tommy and Christy have to think that they're not the only duo, right? Like, they've got to think that there's other combinations in this house, that they can't be the only ones, which we know they're not, but they're technically no one else that we know of is as close as Tommy and Christy were outside the house. You know, yes, they know of each other, but they don't know each other or spent holidays together like Christy.
They did know each other. Like they planned their game preseason. That's it is pretty egregious.
Yeah, but I feel like Tommy and Christy's relationship, and don't get me wrong,
it is different. Tommy and Christy knew each other better, but they didn't have a chance to plan anything going in. Kat and Holly were more like acquaintances, but they were able to plan preseason.
Exactly. And I think that's where the two are a little bit different in the fact that Christy and Tommy were almost like family for a while. And the other two are, you know, acquaintances, but did end up getting on the same page before going into the house. So there's a little bit of a difference there.
And now, they also, just sorry, briefly, but they also did talk about that, you know, Brent preseason talked about how Kat was maybe responsible for getting somebody to not be cast on the show, somebody that was initially about to be cast. And then Kat was, kind of making sure that person did not get cast, and that Christy was the alternate for that person. And that's why Christy came in. They actually talked about that person, in the house today. And Christy said, yeah, I just slid right in her spot. And Kat was like, I hope so.
And isn't it funny that it's all coming full circle that now maybe Christy might be part of the reason that she's going home? So it's kind of like it worked against you, Kat. You played too hard. No, but we'll see. It's one of those things that you can't really reflect on. It's just it is what it is. But to go back to what I was saying, if I can remember the direction I was going, they have to think that there's two, you know, there's someone else in this house that knows each other as well as they do. So the fact that they believe that those three are a trio and that they are going forward, going to be on the same page no matter what, I feel like it's advantageous for them to try to take a shot at that trio in their heads. And I know there's other aspects of that game, of their game, that they want to get Kat out or see Kat out of the house. But I really think in the back of their head that the main thing is, even though they want to work as a six, that they want to make sure that they limit their numbers in case anything flips to their side. So I think that's why Kat's in the worst spot that she is right now. I feel like, honestly, if she was against someone else in this house, like, you know, even a Holly or a Jackson, I think that she would have maybe a chance to stay. The fact that she's going against Cliff, I think that really hurts her.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if she was against Holly, you know, she would definitely have the support of Cliff, Nicole, and Jess. Of course, the problem then would be that that still Tommy, Christy, Sis, Nick, and Jackson would all be votes against her. So I'm actually having trouble finding who she would stay against other than, you know, Christy or whoever. And actually, I feel like Cliff is probably one of the people she has the better shot, to stay against, given that that Cliff is also a big threat, also somebody that has shown himself to be a capable player and is in good with everyone, as Tommy says. But unfortunately for her in this situation as well, Cliff has this trump card, which is that he is good to his word, and that seems to be the thing keeping him afloat here.
What do you think she was going against Nicole? Sorry to interrupt.
If she was against Nicole, I think Nicole stays easy. Because, you know, the Tommy crew is definitely not voting out Nicole over Kat. So her campaign is that she is still going up. She's still targeting Jackson. Nobody believes that she's going to do that, though. So it's kind of falling on deaf ears. She really, in my opinion, needs to pivot from this in the same way that, you know, Cliff could have gone up to Tommy and been like, "What? No, I was never targeting you. That's a lie. You know, I'm targeting Jackson and Holly or whatever." Cliff instead decided to just go with the truth, which is, yes, I was targeting you. That was last week. This is this week. And let's move forward from here. Kat needs to do something more like that, in my opinion. She needs to admit that, like, you know what? Yes, I did make a deal with Jackson and Holly. She doesn't have to tell the whole truth, but she can tell some kind of truth. She needs to admit that. Obviously, she was working with them last week. You can't deny that fact. Nobody will believe it. This is her campaign right now. It's what she's going to go with. Sis is, again, not going to give her much in this conversation. Jackson and Holly are going to talk a bit about, you know, who do we think Tommy wants out this week? What are we thinking here? Jackson says that Tommy told him that he wants Jackson to vote with him. And Holly's like, that's a little concerning. That to me seems like he wants Kat gone, because Cliff should be the default. But if Tommy is like, "Hey, Jackson, I really want you to vote my way this week," that kind of tells me that Tommy might be going in a direction that is opposite of the default. Jackson says, "Is that the worst thing?" And I mean, it's Cliff. We like Cliff. And again, Holly's like, you know, I don't want Cliff to leave, but I can't let Kat leave.
Yeah, and once again, we hear this, we can't let Kat leave, we can't let Kat leave. Honestly, I think this is kind of hurting Holly's game in a small way. I think that later on, we might see that this, you know, how trusted her faith was in keeping Kat might be a little bit to her detriment later on. Now, I think it's still early. We still don't know if that will affect it, but she really tries hard to make it so that Kat stays in this house. And maybe, we don't know, maybe Kat leaving will open up the door for her to be able to work with more people, because now they don't feel like they have, that she has Kat to fall back on. But I think they're starting to have the wheels turn now that, okay, Kat might be actually in some trouble here. We might not have the votes that we think we do. So we need to start going around and figuring out where all these votes lie, because the fact that they realized Cliff was so trustworthy and that they still think that they are working as a three, they've got to start putting those pieces in place that Kat might not be as safe as they once thought.
Yes. And it's definitely, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, as great people have once said. And you know, having these outside connections are a huge, huge, huge advantage in the house, as long as you keep them secret, and don't expose yourself by not keeping them secret, and keep them secret. So the fact that they kind of exposed themselves a little bit, and now, you know, like, obviously it definitely behooves Holly to keep Kat in the game, you know, in the same way that, like, people sometimes are like, oh, maybe it's better for Tommy to let Christy go. No, of course it's not. Or, like, maybe it's better for Holly to let Kat know. No, of course it's not. Having that person in the game, no matter what it costs to keep them around, is almost always going to be by far the better move. But if you try really, really hard to keep them and expose your relationship with them and they still go home, that's when you're starting to damage your own game. We might see a little bit of that with Holly here this week. She definitely wants to keep Kat around, or maybe not even wants to, feels like she needs to, because of their relationship. It's like having that secret weapon that you're like, this is so good, I just can't let it go. It doesn't matter if it burns me, because if I am able to keep it, then I'm golden. And so the game becomes about that, whether she can keep that secret weapon or not.
I feel like that's the rookie mistake, though. I feel like that's one that's kind of a recruit move, where you want to hold on to someone, or you want to keep someone around for so long, even if it's a detriment to your game, that you stop forgetting about the big picture and how it'll help you weeks and weeks and weeks down the line. And you're so focused in on one thing about keeping this person that you're not willing to show the other house guests that you're willing to let them go if it helps benefit the house. It makes it feel like it's all about you, and I feel like that's what's going to hurt her.
Yes. So, I mean, basically, obviously, the play here is do everything in your power to keep Kat around, but the second you realize it's a lost cause, you need to be like, okay.
Yeah.
No longer going to let myself get dragged down by that. We know that Tommy is willing to drop Christy if need be, though he will protect her with as much of his power as possible. We'll have to see if Holly has the same amount of forethought in the sense of, like, if this starts to look like she is getting dragged down by Kat and there's nothing she can do to save her, will she jump ship? Will she try to figure something else out, or will she go down fighting with Kat? I'm honestly not sure.
I completely agree with you. It's the biggest question mark of her game going forward. And honestly, it's why I think Tommy is such a better player, even though he hasn't made some moves that maybe we completely agree with or think that are going the right way. This is why we think of him as a better player, because he's willing to just wipe his hands clean and be like, all right, Christy, if you're the one that they want, I'm sorry for my game. I got to let you go. And Holly's just not willing to do that. She's not willing to go down without a fight for Kat, and I really think it's going to hurt her.
Well, we will see this week, probably. Yeah. But she might also succeed and keep Kat around, which would be a huge boon for her in the game. So
if she's able to, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Nick is going to talk with Nicole in the way that he does. And he is going to pitch his final six plan to her. Me, you, Cliff, Tommy, Christy, Sis. Boom. Perfect. She's like, is that perfect? I'm not sure about it. He's like, no, this is great. Cliff is a threat. You know, Cliff will be targeted between us. You're not a threat. You're not winning anything. Like, they're not going to target you. I'm not going to target you. It'll be perfect. But she's not sure. Here's something I don't understand. Why? If Tommy is targeting Jackson and Holly, if the six aren't getting back together, then why isn't Tommy putting up Holly? Why didn't he put up Holly? Nick is just like, look, I don't know. I don't know. Kat is the bigger threat. I think that's all it is. Nicole says, look, Nick, I just, I don't believe that you're going to take me to the end. Why would you take me? And Nick's like, what? Why won't you trust me, Nicole? Oh, I hate you. I hate you. You're my number one. Why wouldn't you trust me? I'm telling you, I'm going to take you. Believe me. And Nicole's just like, I talked about this last night. Nick feels like, I think Nick views his relationship with Nicole like she is a piece on the playing board, and he just gets to say, this one, that's, you're now my number one. Boom. We're working together. Like, he's skipping all of the relationship work, the bonding, the trust. He's just like, hey, we trust each other now 100% and we're going to the end. And Nicole's like, okay, but are we? And he's like, Nicole, what did I just say? We are. I just said you're my number one. How do you not trust that?
I feel like it's the equivalent of him going up to Nicole in front of the whole house on day one and giving her a high five and be like, alliance, final two, we're doing it, and expecting her to go along with him the whole way through. Like, he's just so in the mindset that no matter what he says, Nicole is on board, even to the detriment of her game. Or that the fact that even if the house knows about it, even though he thinks that they're being completely secretive and no one's going to find out about this, that no matter what, Nicole's on his side and a number for him, and there's nothing she can say or do about it, that she is locked in with him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And it's not just like one-on-one. Like, Nick has just decided that Nicole is his number one and just tells everybody about it. Like, yeah. Nicole is mine. Hey, me and Nicole, we're super tight. Love Nicole. She's going to do what I want to. Like, he's not just like lying to Nicole. He just genuinely has decided that Nicole is his person.
Yeah, like, he is locked in that this is the person he wants to take. And honestly, it's really starting to grind on me, just the fact that he thinks he has some kind of control in this game, and he thinks that Nicole doesn't have anything outside of him to fall back on, which is completely not true.
Yes. So Nicole says that she does already know which way she is leaning with the vote. And Nick says, oh, you keep keeping Kat? And Nicole's like, no. He's like, so you're going to keep Cliff? He's like, yeah, I mean, look, I mean, at least he knows how to keep his mouth shut, right? Like, recalling once again to that moment at the beginning of the week where Kat threw Nicole under the bus. It's just how she feels. That's just how she feels. She wants to keep Cliff. And Nick's like, oh, well, that's perfect. That's what I wanted anyway. All right.
Yeah, like, somehow Nick was able to manifest this for Nicole, that he was able to show her the right side, even though she was able to come up with this conclusion on her own, because obviously we know her connection with Cliff. But, you know, part of Nick feels like he was responsible for her believing that she wants to have Cliff stay in this house.
Yes. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Christy is going to be talking with Jess once again for a very long time in the backyard. Again, just lots of people leaving Jess to be just brainwashed by Tommy and Christy over the course of this week. They do talk about Kat. Jess mentions that she is a bit sketched out by Kat's relationship with Holly. She doesn't really know what Kat is planning. I just don't know. I just don't know about Kat. I just don't know. And she says that she told Kat she's not really sure what she's going to do this week. She wants to be loyal, but she also wants to respect Tommy, and she's just not sure about Kat. So, you know, Jess hasn't really given Kat a solid answer quite yet, and that is concerning to Kat. She's like, I don't even have Jess right now.
Very concerning, because, you know, if the situation was flipped, she would 100% have Jess's back, I believe, unless it was against maybe Holly and Jackson.
Right.
But if it was against anyone in the house, if she was against Cliff, I still feel like she would have Jess's vote.
Or yes. And that's what she's going to tell Jess later.
Yeah. So that's why I think that she's in the position, like, really? Like, you're not even going to vote for me? And I can see why she'd be pretty aggravated by that situation.
Yes. So Kat and Holly are going to talk. They talk through their strategies to stay here. Kat is becoming a little bit worried because she doesn't even have Jess. Holly's becoming a little bit worried because Tommy's talking to Jackson about wanting him to vote his way. And so Holly says, we need to convince Tommy, Sis, and Christy that for you to stay, because we want to, like, if we want to work with them moving forward, they have to be on board with keeping you. That's the plan. Jackson and Holly have been, over the course of the last few days, coming to terms with the fact that we're going to have to work with Tommy and Christy. But that was under the assumption that they wanted Kat to stay. And so now they're in a position where, like, maybe they don't want Kat to stay. If they don't want Kat to stay, we can't work with them. So we have to convince them to keep Kat. Otherwise we can't work with them and we're in trouble.
Yeah. And it's just not going to be in their favor to keep going the way they're going, because they won't have the backup that they think that they might. And I think the pieces are in place that is starting to click in their heads that this is going a different way than they once thought.
Yes. So Kat says she's worried about Jess. Holly suggests, okay, well, you know, obviously, even if we can't get Tommy and them on board, we will still try to keep you, Kat. Maybe what we can do is try to form some kind of new six. Another six. And it would be you, me, Jackson, Jess, Nicole, and Nick. We can make a six with those people, and we'll make that six to vote to keep you. And that's the purpose of that six. They're like, I mean, maybe this would work. Maybe I don't know if we can trust Nick though. It's something to consider.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think they realize how much Nick is going to side with the other side of the house, especially trying to keep Cliff. I think he's locked in on that view. So as much as they want this sick situation to work out, I just really don't see it happening. I don't think that they'll be able to have the piece in place, let alone the fact that Nicole, you know, is fully on the Cliff side. So I don't know. I have a lot of questions about it working.
Yes. So Holly mentions she doesn't want to throw Cliff under the bus. She wants to find a way to campaign for Kat without having to do that. But she feels like maybe she will have to do that. So a couple of her ideas are: A, Cliff was feeding information to her about Christy, you know, trying to split up the original six. And B, Cliff was targeting Tommy and Christy last week. These are both things that the other side already knows. And if Holly decides to go to them and say that Cliff was targeting them, then that would actually be a big mistake, in my opinion, because A, Cliff has already admitted to it. B, he said that everyone was involved in the conversations, an active participant in the conversations. It would kind of signal to Tommy that Holly was maybe a part of those conversations. And C, why didn't she say it earlier? Right. So it would be very sketchy if she did that. Luckily, she hasn't done it yet, but she probably shouldn't. She went with the other plan, the feeding information plan.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I completely agree. I think this is only going to really kind of hurt her game because of the fact that she's saying something that the rest of the house already knows. And Cliff has already fully admitted to it, like you said. But for her to have that be her best argument is really going to work against her. She needs to find other ways to bring Tommy and Christy in. I don't know if the options are going to be open, but there's got to be a different route that she's going to take if she has any chance of staying over Cliff and getting their votes. What, in your opinion, do you think is her best move this week to try to make herself stay?
For Kat?
Yeah, for Kat.
I think Kat needs to separate herself from Holly and Jackson. I think that she needs to, but she needs to do it in not the same way that she had done it in the past. She already played the card of I'm against Jackson, but not really. And so she can't use that same card. I think that she needs to come clean about the fact that, yes, you know what? I made a deal with them. You know what? Throw them under the bus. Make up some story about how they approached her with a deal and that they were trying to work with her and Cliff and Nicole and Jess. Throw Cliff's angels under the bus. Do whatever you need to do in order to get these people on board, because you need to separate yourself from that group. You need to say that, okay, I was working with them, but Now they're leaving me high and dry, and I need somewhere else to go. You know, Cliff still has connections with all of them, but I am going to burn all of my connections. That is kind of it's kind of the Dan move there, is to be like, look, I'm burning everybody else, and I'm leaving myself only with you. And then, but of course, Dan went back to everyone else. But you know, you have to do something. You have to change some kind of narrative. Anything would be better than staying with the same line over and over that's not working. I think that letting Holly do some work for you could also work as well. If Holly goes to Nicole, I think letting Holly approach Nicole, trying to get Nicole and Jess in on something with Holly and Jackson, that could also work. But it's also dangerous because, again, people are concerned about your relationship with Holly, that you've just been too open about in the past. If they had kept this completely secret, this would not be an issue at all. They would be able to really, really dominate this week, and with Holly secretly working in Kat's favor without people being concerned about their relationship, then it would be a breeze.
Yeah, I completely agree too. I didn't think about the fact that, you know, Dan was in this kind of situation too, and did exactly what you said. He threw everyone under the bus, really got in Frank's ear and said, you know, I'm not with them anymore. I can't trust them. And that worked, and it saved him, let alone, you know, it also hurt his chances at the end when it
I don't subscribe to that personally, but but look, I'm not saying that people need to be Dan Gheesling to get out of the spot. This is not nearly the same level of difficulty. There are a lot of things going for Kat here and a lot of ways that things could flip. It's really just like, it's again, it's just like, just doing anything to change the narrative, because right now the narrative is against Kat and she keeps playing into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree. It's there's some moving parts. There's still an option for her to stay. It's not a closed door situation where she has no chance of making this work or pulling in the right people. It's just who she talks to, what time she gets to them, and, you know, what's been said by other people in the house that really opens this door for her to stay. I don't think she's completely dead, but I really think that Cliff's going to have a good chance of just sailing through this week, but we'll see.
Yes. So Holly also brings up she says, look, you should play up the fact that you're going to be alone with Jack in the Cherry House. Like, Holly is aware of this and is like, it's like, seriously though, it's like, just like, talk about it a lot and make sure Sis is aware that you're going to be alone with Jack in the Jury House, just the two of you. I guarantee you, she does not want that.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. Kat also mentions that she is pretty sure that America's favorite player is going to be either her or Cliff. And so whoever stays this week is going to have a big advantage. I think this is probably one of the reasons why, you know, I talked yesterday about how Kat was sort of complaining that she didn't even want to have to go to the Jury House. She would just want to go home. She was kind of feeling defeated yesterday. One of the things she mentioned when she was talking about that was like, I don't want to go to the stupid Jury House. Like, I'd be willing to give up all my money, all my lasagna, and just go straight home, because I don't want to have to sit there in the Jury House. No camera time, no DR. Like what's the point of me being there? I think that she's concerned that she's going to lose that, because I think she's right. I think it's going to come down to her or Cliff. And I think she's concerned that if she leaves this week and Cliff stays, that Cliff is going to secure that spot.
Unless Nicole's able to do something to really bring in the casuals.
I think Nicole has a chance for sure, but she'll need to be on the show more.
it's definitely going to be those three, in my opinion. But I think the fact that Kat and Cliff have been shown so much and have actually played part of this game, where we've seen Cliff be an HOH, we've seen Kat be, you know, kind of funny and also quirky, I think that helps her. We all love Nicole, you know, in the Twitter and BB universe, but it really hurts her that she's not shown as much because she's not dramatically influenced in the game besides the alliances. We haven't seen her win in HOH, and I think that hurts her for the casual viewers. So I agree. I think that Kat has a chance, so maybe this will be an added reason for her to stay, but it is unfortunate to see her talk like that because, you know, she is beloved in this house, and we love watching her on TV. We're all going to be sad to see her go, but yeah, she just needs to hold out.
Rob says, watch out for Jackson AFP. you know, Beast Mode Cowboy didn't manage it, so I don't think Jackson can either. So
Jackson knows he's hated at this point. So
yeah, you know, it's kind of, you know, just hearing Kat, like, I don't even want to bother with the jury house. There's no cameras. There's no DRs. It's like, come on, Kat. All right. Kat is going to talk with Tommy again. It's more of the same. It's the same thing. It's explaining the Jack vote. It's explaining that, oh, I'm not coming after you. But when she says that, it does not hold as much weight as when Cliff does, because Cliff's word is much better than Kat's. Tommy does let her know that he will be using the veto on Christy. Holly is going to campaign to Sis. Now Holly's getting in the game. Holly campaigns hard for Kat. She says, you know, hey, Kat loves you, Sis. Kat loves, she would never go after you. And you know, Cliff is dangerous. Cliff, he's working with Nick and Nicole, and Nick and Cliff had been feeding me information, trying to split up the six. They're both so dangerous. You know, I think he's playing up his injuries, that Cliff. I think that he is very, very dangerous. And Sis is like, yeah, you know, I agree. Cliff is bad for my game, but I can't tell you where I'm going.
Yeah, honestly, I think the injuries have been one of the best things that could happen to Cliff, because of the fact that now people kind of feel he's like a wounded duck, and he might be able to get taken a little bit further because, oh, well, we can just beat Cliff. He's hobbled right now, or he's injured. And, you know, how's he going to beat us in physical competition? But when it comes to mental, he should be right there with them. So I think this is to his benefit. If I were him, I'd play it up a little bit. You know, we saw Tyson do that in Survivor, where he played up the injury and it really helped benefit him going forward. So I think that Cliff's in a similar situation, not to the full extent, but I really do think that there's a game there to be played with the injuries.
Yeah.
Even though he's in a lot of pain.
Cliff is really injured, though. Yes, like he's really injured. I watched him attempt to put a shirt on this the morning that we're talking about. And it was literally like a 2-minute affair of like, and he was all by himself. He's just like, oh, trying to get his arm up. Oh man, it was very, very difficult for him. This guy is he is out of commission for physical competitions.
He is out of commission, but for mental competitions, he's right there with anybody. I just hope he doesn't have to click a buzzer or something.
Right, tactical hand puzzles are only going to work with one hand now. So he's really playing at not the optimal percentage here.
The slider puzzle wouldn't be to his benefit anymore. You know, I don't think he'd be doing that well like he did before. And we saw Daniel Hogg in the chat earlier saying, you know, his dad's a tough guy. He can handle this. He can handle this pain. He's gone through worse. So I really hope that he's a fast healer, because I want to see him 100% going forward in this game.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's Holly's campaign to Sis. Kat is going to talk with Jess. She does say, you know, things like, hey, I would have been a vote for you if you were up next to Cliff. You know, I hope that you would do the same for me. Jess does finally say, look, you don't have to convince me. You don't have to convince me. It is still, there's a weird vibe here. My read on Jess is that she has been completely seduced by Christy and Tommy, and she is perfectly willing to let Kat go. I think she is already under the assumption that they're probably voting Kat out and that Kat will be leaving. And so at this point, Jess is kind of okay with Kat leaving, but she is going to promise that Kat is going to get essentially a pity vote from her. I think that's where Jess's head is at right now. So she says, you don't have to convince me. I'm a vote for you. You know, Kat's talking about, you know, campaigning and trying to see where people's heads are at. Just like, you shouldn't campaign yet. You should wait. And Kat's like, you know, I'm just trying to get a sense of, you know, where people are thinking. And just like, that's kind of campaigning, though. It's just like, there's weird vibes between them.
There is. And you can really just kind of feel somewhat of a tension between them. And I feel like Kat was fully in belief at the beginning of this week that no matter what, she was going to have Jess's vote, that Jess was going to vote to keep her. And now she's on the fence. She's not sure what to believe. And I think that Jess isn't making it easy on Kat because she's not making it seem like she's 100% on board, even though she's saying, you know, well, even if the House doesn't keep you, I'm still going to be able to throw a vote your way. That doesn't bode well. If I were in the House, I would feel like, okay, like, is this a trustworthy thing? Am I actually going to believe what they're saying? And Jess, after the week we saw her have last week, is kind of falling back to the Jess we knew of late. And so I don't know.
I said it all last week. I felt like she always was. There's nothing had changed. She was just in a position where she was being told to do another different thing that people liked. All right. So Nick is going to talk with Cliff. They have a brief conversation about how Cliff doesn't want to campaign against Kat, all of that stuff. After the conversation, Nick says to the cameras, "That mother effer is not going anywhere. Little does he know he is staying this week. I trust Cliff way more than Kat."
Yeah, way more than Kat. That Cliff is, no matter what, going to stay in this house, and that is way more trustworthy than Kat. So, yeah, there's just no way that anything can change their mind.
So that's where Nick's head is at. Sis is going to talk with Christy. They talk through their options for the week. They are worried about Cliff, but Christy points out they are both dangerous. They're both dangerous. Sis, I think, has been a little bit swayed by Holly. Holly made some, you know, Sis will generally be swayed by about anybody that talks to her. And Holly made some decent points. But Christy points out again, the difference between, she says this straight to Sis, this is the turning point. She says, the difference between them is that we know Cliff is good to his word. We know that if we make a deal with him, he will stick to it. And Sis says, you know what? That's a good point. They can make a deal with Cliff. And so at this point, they're like, yeah. So that's the difference. We're going to go and we're going to evict Kat. That's what we want to do. Sis explains that, you know, Kat and Holly both now campaigned to her. Christy says it's sketchy. That's sketchy that Holly is already campaigning so hard for Kat. Sis says that Holly was saying that Nick and Cliff had been feeding her information. And Christy's like, it doesn't matter. And you have to realize Holly is going to say whatever she needs to keep Kat safe. They know each other. And Christy says, Kat is dangerous. Kat is dangerous. Did you see? So Sis has had a punishment all day. And the punishment is that anytime she gets called, she has to go act like a chicken, cluck like a chicken, and lay an egg in the what we saw in the competition on the episode, the chicken coop. It's Sis's chicken coop is there in the backyard now, which is very cool because they get to like play on it. This is a staple competition in Big Brother, and they just get to like play with it and have, you know, just like see how they would do and all of that stuff. And so Kat was doing that. Kat was playing with the competition, and Christy saw her do that. And Christy was like, did you see her? Did you see her with the egg? She was just like, boom, 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 boom. And she was done. She's a monster. She's so dangerous. She's a comp beast. She's so dangerous.
Yeah, Kat really unwillingly or not trying to is kind of hurting her game in this way. She's really putting a target in her back because they're seeing that she is a strong competitor. And Kat has even said in the House that, oh, you know, I'm a good social threat and I'm a good physical threat. And they just haven't seen it yet that it's going to come out. And that's, I think, something that people can use against her going forward in this House. As far as when you were talking about Sis and her talking to Holly and Holly being able to sway her, that's what happens every time Sis has a conversation with anyone. She fully goes on board with what that conversation is leaning towards. And then she, as soon as she goes back to Christy and talks to Christy, Christy tells her what to believe, and she's fully on board with that belief. It is honestly astonishing to see someone that they brought into this House to play the game, and this is the type of player that they chose. And so it's really unfortunate to see Sis is just a waste of a house guest, in my opinion.
Well, look, but she's growing in the house. She's growing as a person. She is, because of this punishment, learning how to cook eggs.
Yeah, you know, just a basic human necessity to learn how to
cook
eggs.
She's very proud of herself.
Honestly, hey, more power to her. You know, sis, she's learning words. She's learning how to cook eggs. Maybe by the end of the game, she'll learn what a jury vote means. Like, it's going to be a big, big, you know, season for her. So I'm excited for her going forward.
Yeah. They're continuing to talk. The one thing they're concerned about with getting rid of Kat is that Nick, you know, has been pitching this final six plan with Cliff and Nicole, and they're worried that Nick might turn on them at that point, and that he might side with Cliff and Nicole and go against them. At that point, Nick joins them, and they let Nick know that they're leaning toward getting rid of Kat here. Nick, would you choose Nicole and Cliff over us at the final six? He's like, guys, no, I said I wouldn't. Why would you think that I would? I already told you I wouldn't. He's so incredulous at the idea that people don't just take him at his word.
Right. He has fully shown that he is trustworthy. How dare you question his trust? It's funny to watch because he's just very worked up in this situation. He is honest to the God, believing that no matter what, people have to believe that his word is good, which it is, but at the same time, he's going to do what benefits him.
Yes. Nick says the plan is make it to final six, then it'll be them four. And what he really means is it'll be himself, Tommy, Sis, and Nicole, not Christy.
Exactly.
But that's fine because Sis already knows that and is fine with it. But he tells Christy, of course, she's in the four. So they end up agreeing that, you know what, that's a good plan. Like, we're on board with this six. As long as you're not going to betray us, I'm not going to betray you. Come on. I already told you. they agree. They want Kat out, but Sis and Christy want Cliff to make a deal with them. That, you know, he's good to his word, so we need to get his word. But Sis says, but I don't want to have to approach him. He's got to approach me. I'm not going to approach him. That's just no. And they continue to talk about it. And she's like, he's got to come to me. He's got to come to Nick. You should let him know that that I want him to approach me with a deal. I want a deal. That I'm open to a deal and that he should come approach me with a deal. And it's like, how lazy can you be in this game that you literally need somebody else to go tell somebody else to go come to you with a deal? You can't just go to Cliff with the deal. You need to be able to just like lie back in your bed and have Cliff come to you and be like, hey, I'm offering you save. Oh, well, thank you for offering me this. I will take your deal, Cliff. Thank you so much. Now I am done playing the game for the day. Just like, come on.
Puppet Master Sis at work again, you know, just making her puppets go do her dirty work by bringing people up and basically beg for their lives. Yeah, she's really working in that jury management at the moment. And I can't with her. Like, I just can't take her seriously as a player. Even like, We kind of saw a little bit more of her on the show this last night because of the fact that she was in the field trip competition. And every time I was watching her and listening to her talk about the game and, you know, what's best for her, it just was shaking my head. Like the fact that she wanted to be the one that lost that competition so that she went up on the block. Yes, I get that it was somewhat of a good game move, but I just still don't take her seriously as a player. Like, obviously, no one else is going to take her seriously. If I were anyone in the house, I would drag her to the end because I don't believe she can win. I just can't. I'm sorry, Darren. I can't.
Yeah. She's so adamant about it too. I'm not going to him. No. Nicole is going to talk with Cliff. He talks about how he doesn't want to campaign against Kat. He's just going to campaign for himself. Nicole tells him, look, Cliff, for whatever this means, you've got my vote. She says that straight up to Cliff. You've got my vote. She tells him about her conversation with Nick earlier and how Nick was wanting to keep Cliff as well. That they happen to align there, and they agree that if Nick wants to keep Cliff, hopefully that means that Tommy and his crew are also leaning that way, because they know that Nick has been with them for a while. So that's a good sign. It's a good sign. Cliff wants to start campaigning in earnest tomorrow after the veto ceremony, which means, of course, today after the veto ceremony. And he thinks he might have to pitch to Holly and Jackson that he can help, help them out moving forward. That would obviously backfire. If he pitched to them and said that he was willing to work with them, that would definitely get back to Tommy, and as a way of Holly throwing Cliff under the bus. And at that point, they might not trust that they can keep Cliff around, because he's playing both sides. Again, like just like yesterday, the day before, where I was like, Cliff's got some shaky ideas about like what he's going to do when he actually campaigns. But he performed very, very admirably today in the campaign that he made in the day that we're talking about. So I have some faith that he knows where to go from here. If he realizes that Tommy and them are votes for him, then he should not be going to Jackson and Holly and campaigning to them. But we'll have to see. This is another potential way that things can backfire and things can change and flip on Cliff here. So Jess is going to join them. And she talks about Nick and how she feels like Nick is coming after her, and she's most worried about Nick. So this Nick and Jess feud is heating up as well.
Yeah, the Nick and Jess feud is really, really heating up. And I think that if Jess were to win next week, win HOH, by some miracle she goes back-to-back of her able to win HOH, I think Nick is at the top of her target list. And I don't think I see anyone else that she's going to be targeting exactly to that extent. Maybe Jackson, but I think Nick is her target going forward.
Yes. Nick is going to there was a conversation happening in the target room where they were talking about people who lie about their professions, and Kat was like, you'd have to be a sociopath to lie about your profession in the house. And Nick was like, I lied about mine. And most people know at this point that Nick was a therapist, but Kat did not. And so Kat freaked out and he's like, yeah, I'm a therapist. And then they went and they told everybody else that didn't already know. Nicole knew, Cliff didn't, Jess didn't. So it's all out there now. They all know Nick is a therapist. Kat is going to talk with Nicole as well. And it's this very, very similar conversation to what Nicole had with Cliff. Kat's saying, I don't want to campaign against Cliff. I just want to campaign for myself. She promises that she is loyal to their three, herself, Nicole, and Jess, and she would put up her other allies to protect Nicole and Jess if she had to. We know this is a lie, but she is trying to pretend that she is more loyal to Nicole and Jess than she is to Holly and Jackson in order to get their votes, essentially. Nicole told Cliff that he has her vote. Nicole did not tell Kat. She said, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know yet, which is, of course, meaning no, sorry.
Yeah, in the Big Brother house, if you hear, oh, I'm not sure, that means a no to whatever you're trying to argue. I'm glad Nicole's at least putting it out there, not telling her exactly what she wants to hear. She's not saying, oh, yeah, I'm 100% for you, because I really think that can only just hurt her in this game. She's fully on board in the Cliff side, unless something or someone sways her to the other side. So Kat's really got to pick up some pieces now if she wants to stay. She's really got to figure out where some openings are. And like you said earlier in the podcast, throwing some people under the bus might be the best way.
Yes, Kat is going to talk with Christy. Kat is once again going to claim she's still going after Jackson. She says she's not coming after Christy or Tommy. Again, it's not going to go anywhere. Tommy talks with Christy and Nick. Nick says Nicole is leaning toward keeping Cliff. Tommy says, that's really good news. Christy agrees. They're feeling good about that. Tommy doesn't want to push too hard in any direction, but he's very pleased that people are already leaning toward keeping Cliff, because that is obviously where he wants to go at this point. Nicole talks again with Cliff. She is concerned about that whole Jess and Nick situation. They're two of her closer allies, and they're gunning for each other, and she doesn't like that, but she's not sure what to do about it. Jackson's going to talk with Tommy. Tommy is still ambiguous about who he wants to go home, but he does say that he is taking Christy off. He also does give some pretty big hints here. He says that, you know, Cliff is injured. Cliff is a guy. We don't want to lose too many guys. It's going to be 6-3 if we lose a guy. And Jackson's like, that's a good point. And, you know, he has a similar conversation with Holly where he points out Cliff's injuries. Holly says, I think Cliff is playing up those injuries. And for the most part, again, it's Tommy kind of like hinting that that Cliff is probably the one that he wants to stay, but no, not actually coming out and saying it. So they're getting more and more of a sense. I think things will start to kick off probably at some point today after the veto ceremony. Holly and Jackson might start going full on campaign mode, and we'll see what happens from there.
I fully am on board though with Tommy saying, you know, we need to keep the guys' numbers strong. We can't get rid of a guy right now to Jackson, because I think that plays really well to Jackson. I think Jackson, you know, we know how, you know, he's a bro. He's all about, you know, his guys and what's best for him. I think that you get it locked in his head that there could be a possibility of these girls being able to go against all the guys or anything like that. I think it gets in his head, and I think that could be something that might help him keep or have Jackson vote out Kat. If there's any chance of that, I think that's the card he needs to play.
Yeah, I mean, I think Jackson wants Cliff to stay. I do. I think that Jackson, in the same way that he wanted Sam to stay, I think he also wants Cliff to stay. The only reason he's not going to vote that way is because Holly has that outside connection with Kat, and so Holly also wants Cliff to stay, but she knows Kat. She knows she can trust Kat. You know, it's ultimately a dead end here. But you know, there's definitely ways to play into something that they already kind of want to have happen, but they just can't. Jess is going to talk with Sis. She says to Sis that she will vote for Kat, even if the rest of the house votes against her. Again, this is, I think, where Jess's head is at, that she kind of assumes that the rest of the house is voting against Kat. And so she wants to remain loyal until the end, as long as this is the end. And she also says, drops some Kat right under the bus here, where she says, you know, anyone that says that they voted out Jack last week because I wanted them to is lying. That they're just using that as an excuse because I did not push anybody into it. Everybody wanted to vote Jack out. So if anybody is saying that they did it for me, then they are lying. They are using me as an excuse. This is a direct attack on Kat, who has been saying this for days. This is her main argument as to why she voted Jack out, is I did it for Jess. The only reason I did it was for Jess. Jess wanted me to do it. I had to back Jess up, and Jess is saying nope, and that's gonna be pretty big for Sis as she talks to Christy later. Jess, again, very much just driving that bus right over Kat, even though she is going to be a vote for her.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really going to be the detriment of Kat's game if it really gets in and sinks in that she's trying to throw, you know, she's throwing Kat under the bus here, but at the same time, she's got a hint of truth in there. And I think that this is what's really going to be the detriment of Kat's game.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people in the chat say Jess is not lying here. Kat absolutely wanted Jack gone. Kat didn't only vote Jack out for Jess. Kat voted Jack out for Holly and Jackson and herself. Like, she, you know, that's definitely, you know, she didn't just do it for Jess. That's definitely not the case.
They think that she's a three for reasons because they're working together. Even though she does want Jackson out, she wanted to work with Holly more and get Jack out of this house because that's what they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way she was voting out Jackson, and no. Holly is the person that she was doing it for, if she was doing it for anybody. But she was also just doing it for herself because she wanted Jack out, which is what Jess is saying. So just making sure we're all clear on that. Christy and Sis are going to talk later in the HOH room about that information, about like, Kat is so sketchy. She is lying about why she's voting Jack out. She is clearly not going after Jackson. She is clearly working with Jackson and Holly. These are all, you know, dangerous things here. They also talk about how Nick is being all alpha now, which is something that we've been talking about on these updates, that Nick now is like all like, oh, macho and alpha. And their theory is that he always wanted Jack gone so he could be the leader of the Alliance. And I think they're spot on here, because right from the beginning in Grateful, he wanted to take the shot at Jack. And I think it is because Jack was sort of the de facto leader. And Christy says, you know what, that's part of why I trust him now, because he thinks he's in charge and he's happy now. I don't think he's going to turn on us again, because he's the alpha now.
Yeah, let him think this. Let him have that power. Even though you know where the votes lie, you know who you've got control of, let Nick ride that ship. Let him think that he's the one in charge, because guess what? It'll only put a target more on his back. And I think this really helps him. Plus, it'll help solidify him as feeling like he's part of this alliance, that he's in charge of this alliance, that he's the one running the show. Let him feel that power, because really, you know who's really running the show, and it's only going to help you, because it puts a bigger target on his back, it keeps him happy, and it's only going to benefit you in the long run, because he'll be the one that's getting the shot taken before you will.
Yes. So Christy also talks about how she does not want to work with Holly. You know what? I love Tommy, but I just am not on board with this. Like, I don't want to work with Jackson and Holly. I just don't. I just don't trust them. I don't think that that it's something that we should do. I absolutely believe that that Holly and Kat know each other. And Sis is like, I don't believe it. And Christy's like, seriously? Come on, they know each other. I think they know each other. And Christy says, I think that they didn't know that they were going to be on the show together, but they came into the house and they saw each other and they were like, oh my God, we know each other.
That was familiar.
Yeah, which is obviously lots of projection there. But Sis, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe.
Well, no, just give it a little bit of time. Once Christy gets that in her head, Sis will be fully on board with that belief, because whatever Christy tells her goes. So
yeah, Sis does believe that they're working together. She's not sure whether she believes they actually know each other, but of course Christy definitely believes it, as does Tommy. So Jess, Kat, and Nicole are going to talk late in the night. They talk about Jess tells them that she thinks the people are leaning a certain way with the vote, but they're just not saying. But she does feel like Tommy does know. She feels like, again, I think Jess feels like Kat's going to get voted out, and nobody's told her yet. Jess also suggests to Kat and Nicole, guys, I think we need to regroup. I think we need to work with new people. I think we need to regroup and work with Tommy and Christy. I think that's what we need to do moving forward. Jess, like I said, has been fully brainwashed by Tommy and Christy at this point, and really wants to go and work with them and pull Nicole in that direction. Of course, little does Jess know that she would be, you know, number at least 7 in that plan if she even did manage to succeed with it. So not great from Jess.
No, we're getting back to the same old Jess that we knew before last week even happened. You know, for a second, she had her time in the spotlight, but that's quickly fading real fast.
Yeah, again, she's always been the same Jess. It's different scenarios lead to different outcomes.
Change in your eyes.
Tommy and Nick are finally going to have their night together in the HOH. Tommy, they have made a final two now. They have made an official final two together. They also agree that Kat needs to go. That's what they want to do this week. So that's what they are going to do. And that's about our day here, Bobby.
Yeah, that final two is definitely going to stick. I don't see that one not working out.
I think Tommy is perfectly willing to take Christy, Sis, Nick, any of the three of them to the end, because I think he beats all of them.
I think Nick's not necessarily the highest person on that list,
though. No, I think he'd easily take Sis or Christy first. Yes, but yeah. Hey, if Nick is going to be in the end game with him, why not?
Let him be that. But yeah, no, there wasn't much else in the day for as far as gameplay. We got a lot of game talk. We got a lot of back and forth on where the votes might be lying. But really, nothing's really changed. And I think at the end of the week, we'll still see Cliff, you know, holding on strong and staying in this house, as long as he doesn't say anything to the wrong person or, you know, step on any toes with Tommy and Christy. I think that he's it's smooth sailing, and I think we'll see Kat walk out that door.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we have for you. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Bobby?
No, just at least, you know, we might not have got the outcome we wanted this week. We really wanted to see Christie walk out that door, but I holding out hope that there's still something around the corner. We still have enough pieces in play that can really make a move in this game. We just got to see another Jess type of HOH, not Jess HOH, but that type of thing for this game to really amp up in the second half of the season.
Yes. Well, if we have a slip and slide HOH, I feel like Jackson please. Could win it. That could be interesting, especially if Cat goes. If Cat goes and Jackson wins, then we might see some fireworks. But if Cat if they do end up getting Tommy and Christy and them on board with keeping Cat, then I feel like potentially not. Potentially we might see some non fireworks. Maybe maybe like a Nick.
And we see the lengthy guys do really well in that slip and slide competition because, you know, they have the leg room. They can just kind of slide and then use their length to really get up to the top of that hill. But, yeah, I mean, that's just projecting. We don't know what's going to happen, but that could be a good situation because I feel like Jackson would be in an advantageous position.
Yes. All right. So that's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. We have a lot of fun there. Make sure you fill out the survey for tonight's roundtable that will be live at 9 p.m. Eastern. I will tweet that out after this podcast ends. I'll pin it to the top of my Twitter. It's at Armstrong Taren on Twitter. If you want to fill out that survey, rate the players, talk about this week, rate the week, do all sorts of things, answer all sorts of questions, give any kind of opinions that you want to, skip any of the questions that you want to, because it's all about you and stuff like that. So check that out. Bobby, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me at Goodspeed Bobby. It's just my last name and first name. I'll be on Twitter. Also, check out Matt Liguori's Twitter page today around 4 o'clock Pacific time. He posts all the live feed updaters. We have our stock watch rating, so definitely check that out to see where we all believe the house is listed. And also, I have my radio show from ESPN. It's on YouTube, and it's called Club in the Goods. You can check it out or find it on my Twitter page. So check it out there. It's a sports podcast, and we do it every Monday at 10 p.m.
Yes, and I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then, of course, tonight, the roundtable, and Wednesday, we will have the Wednesday night recap. So lots of fun stuff heading your way. Thank you so much once again for joining us. See you next time.